Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Zayin. Welcome back, everyone. Before we get into today's daf, just one ha'ara really on previous daf and what we've seen until now, that the chumrah of the meis leis shevenida we saw was for truma and kachim. For kachim, everyone agreed. For truma, we're truly shenis in the Gemara. For machmir, also by truma. But everyone agrees for kachim, they made this maila, but for chulin, not. So, pshuto, we understand it's not a chumrah, the chazal gave by kachim, and the question is truma is like kachim or not. That's what we understand, pshuto. Reb Chaim Oizer says a different mahalach. In this, Reb Chaim Oizer in Chelek Beis, Achiezer Chelek Beis, Simen Aleph, Sifkat and Dalet, brings that the Rishonim ask the Bein of Masechta that it's true that the Chazak of the Isha is not such a good Chazaka because she's a race of Mikufa. But what happened to the Chazak of the Tyrus? Why are we not miming the Tyrus Beches Kosa? The Ramban says that Lamaisa by Chulin, we are Maimed the Tyrus Bechetz Kosom. Shalim were bothered that why by Kachim also? We should be Maimed the Tyrus Bechetz Kosom. Shalim said different Terutzim on this, we spoke about them, because there's a Vadei Noga of a Sophic Tomei, so you don't use the Cheskas Tyra. Other Terutzim of the Rishonim, why do not use the Cheskas Tyra? Says Reb Chaim Oizer, a valid idea, that the Ramban says in Chulin Daf Beis, that when you have a Sufik Tumah in Rosh Hasharabim, normally we have a klal that Sufik Tumah Rosh Hasharabim, it's fake oitar, but by Kachim we don't say that. Because by Kachim, there's a din of Mishmeres, they have to be watched. So there's a Ramban that it's not a Vad Aitar, it was only a Sufik. Even though you have the klal of Sufik Tumah Rosh Hasharabim, because all it is a Sufik, it's not a Vadai, then it's not considered a Kiyam of Mishmeres. That's the Ramban. So says Reb Chaim Oizer, that if the Ramban said that by Sufik Tumah Rosh Hasharabim, then Kol Shekein, by Chazaka, something which Vatan you have a Sufik, just when a Mitar Midin Cheskas Taira. Kol Shekein on that, we have the Sfar of the Ramban, and it's not Shaykh that you can't be Mitar Midin Chazaka, because it's lacking Mishmeres. Mele says Reb Chaim Oizer, the Rishonim asked the question, what happened to the Chazaka of the Tyrus? The answer is by Truma and Kachim, we can't use the Chazak of the Tyrus. Because there's a din of Mishmeres, so we're not able to use the din of the Chazak of the Tyrus to be Mitar. Because it's still not Vade that is Tar. It's only Midin Chazaka. So by Chule in the Maisa, or Mitar, because you could also use the Chazak of the Tyrus. Also by Chule in the Maisa, the Chazak of the Isha is a problematic Chazaka, because she's a Reis Migufa. But in Chulin we could be a tire, cause the Chazak of the Tyrus. By Kachim and Truma, we can't use the Chazak of the Tyrus, because it's lacking in Mishmeres. And therefore we're Metame. And Shem Chaim Ezer is Gvaldik and Mahalik, explaining this Chumra by Truma and Kachim. But just to point out that if you go with this Mahalik, then there's no Makoim to be Mechalik between Truma and Kachim. Even by Truma there's been Mishmeres. And other Rappa, Iker Pasuk of Mishmeres, was said by Truma, not by Kachim. Just Chazal understood that the reason it says by Truma was because of the Kedusha of the Truma. So Kol Shekein it applies to Kachim. But that the Din of Mishmeres was said by Truma. So it'll be the first lesson of the Gemara, that the Chumrah, Meis Leis, was only said by Kachim and not by Truma. The word cannot be because of Mishmeres. If it's Mishmeres, then it also has to apply to Truma. Elamai, it's Tamachumra. And they said the Chomer by Kodesh because it has extra Kedusha, more Kedusha than Truma has. So the few first Lashon of the Gemara, we definitely cannot say like Reb Chaim Weizer. So now already in the second Lashon of the Gemara, Yesh Safak fake, is the reason the second Lashon holds the word of the Mishnah is causing Mishmeres? Or no, the second Lashon held that it's enough with the Kedusha of Truma to also make this Maila of Meisleis Shevenidah. Now I go to the Gemara here in Dav Zayin. Maram brings the Mamre Rabbi in Rava. This suffix by Chalo that the Mishnah was referring to is not only a suffix that's a real suffix. That's a time even by Chulin. Like Haychachos, which is Shnei Shvilin. So what is a Shnei Shvilin? Rashi says that one is Tamei and one is Tar, and he doesn't know which one he went on. So Teis asks that in that case he is Tar, the Maisa. So Teis learns Pshat in Rashi that it means two different people. Each one went on one of the Shvilin. And they came to ask him about Sachas. So the thing is that we're Matame both of them. Because it's like a chucha v'tzlul, it's like a joke. To be Matayer both. So because they came to ask about Sachas, so you have to be Matame both. And that's what we're referring to here about these Sechachas. That's the Tesis learned Pshat and Rashi. But Tesis himself is not like that Pshat. There's no mention here of two different people. It's mentioned referring to one person. So what's the case? So Tesis brings down the Tesefta and Teresh Perek Vav. That means the person went on one, and then he touched Tyrus, and then he went on the other, and he also was to touch Tyrus. So, in this case, there's a tie to the Sasri. It cannot be that both of them are tar. So therefore, we're metami both of them. And that's what the word means, haychachos. Because each one is kilo machiach on the other. And it can't be that you're tar, and I'm also tar. One of them has to be tame. So because in Manashach, one of them has to be tame. So we're metami both of them. Takuponim, that's the Haychachos of the Shnei Shvilin. Teisim Shvilas Rashi means two people. Teisim means two different Tyrus after walking on each Shvil. So that's not the Pshat of the Mishnah Abayin Rav is saying. Elamai is talking about a unique Chumra, which was said only by Truma and Chala, like Nishan. And the Zav and the Torah that are carrying taking off a Masa from the Chamor. So if it's heavy, so the Torah is Tamei. And if it's light, so he's tar. And kulan toherin lebnei haknesses. And they're tamei for truma. So also here there's machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Rashi learns that the toherin lebnei haknesses is going on a few masa kavit. Even a masa kavit, that were machmir, it's only a chumra by truma. Chulin is always tar. Even by a masa kavit, it's tar by chulin. The chumra of truma was said by Masa Kavim, there were Choshish, that he was Masa Tzav, or the Tzav was Masa him. That's the opinion of Rashi. And Tesis argues, he says that if it's Masa Kavim, she told me even for Chulin. The Evzer Shalom Yosud says that it's impossible, for sure there's going to be a Heset. Elamai, we're talking about the Masa Kal. That's why we say the Masa Kal is Tar, it's only for Chulin, but for Truma, it's Tamei. Kabbalah with Mavur from this din of Nishan, that there's too much Heset by a Zav in two directions. The Zav is Masid the Tar, or the Tar is Masid the Zav. So Rashi says, Din Rashi Tameh. Rashi says that if the Tar is Masid the Zav, then he's Tameh. Or if the Tar is Nitzav min Azav, he's also Tameh. How do we know that? Because it's said by Merkav Azav, by Noisei Oysam, Kol Shekin Zav V'Yatzmai. So that's how we know that if you're Masid the Zav, then you're Tameh. So the Akobanim Rashi holds that there's the Kal V'Chomer from the Merkav to the Zav. So the Rashi asks from the Gemara later on, Daf Lamed Hey, to prove that you can't make such a limud. The Gemara there is doubting about Zuiv, whether Ziva itself is Tameh or not. The Gemara says the Kal V'Chomer, that if it makes a person Tameh, then Kol Shekin it itself is Tameh. It must be that it's Koyach HaTumah comes from itself, and that's why it has the ability to metame a person. Moreover, if there says afterwards, I know there's no Haychacha. It could be that the Zoyid itself is Tar, and it's still metame somebody. Because we find like this by Soyir Mishtaleach. Soyir Mishtaleach itself is Tar, and yet people that are Isaac and Nidvar become Tame. So to Zoyid is the same thing. It itself is Tar, and yet it's metame. That's the Gemara and the Chlamedei. Says the Tzai Sarosh. So even though the Merkav came from the person, But it's not a raya. The person himself has to assess it. It could be the person does not have to assess it. And yet his merkav does have to assess it. Like Zoiv, that it could be that in itself is tar, and it's yad mitame, like Sir Mishtaleach, that in itself is tar, and yet it's mitame. So we could say the same thing about the merkav of Azav. That's Tzitzis Rosh's question on Rashi. A good question. So how is Rashi going to answer this question? So the Sefer Mishnah Tiris from Rav Yisomer Garbuz says two malachim that answer Rashi. First, he says, is that if the geder of Merkav, Mishkan Moshev of Azov, is midin Kabbalah's Tuma, then Rashi is saying Gevaldik. Lemaisa, this thing was Mekabal Tuma from the Zov. So it can't be that its din is any more chomer than the Zov itself. If it's coming from the Zov, it's Mekabal Tuma from the Zov. So any chomer that we see by it must exist by the Zov. More they're saying by Sir Mishtaleach, that's a different mahalach. Sir Mishtaleach is not together Kabbalah's Tumah. Person's not Mekabal Tumah from the Sir Mishtaleach. Haraya, the Sir Mishtaleach is Tar. So you can't even Mekabal Tumah from it. Korach there, it's a new mahalach. That if you're misasik with the Sir Mishtaleach, you're Mekabal Tumah. You are Tameh. Even though you're not Mekabal Tumah from the Sir. But here that it's Midin Kabbalah's Tumah. So it can't be that the Merkav is more chomer than the Zav itself. There's one Malach, and he says, what is the Tezer Rashold? Tezer Rashold that there is a Tzushtel. So it says, if Isomar Garbus, Tezer Rashold holds the Din of Merkav and Mishkan and Maishav is that it's an independent Tumah. It's not a Kabbal Tumah from the Zav. And therefore it's possible that it's more chomer than the Zav, because it has stone Tumah. But he adds on, if Isomar, that it could be that Rashi and Maisik reached that also. That Merkav and Moishav is not Midin Kabbalah's Tumah. It's a new Tumah. But see, still he says that it's possible that the Gedra of the Tumah is to be like the Zav. It's not that he's Mekabal Tumah from the Zav, but it's also a Zav. It's not going to be any more Chomer than the Zav. Yesterday we gave a marshal to the Sinyan of that it's an independent Tumah, that it's like the Goyle and Doifik. That it's not Mekabal Tumah from the Mace. But that in itself is like the mace. So what do we get here? The Mishkan and Meshav is in itself is a chefs of Tumah. It doesn't need to be a Kabbal Tumah from the Zav. But its din is going to be, it's going to be like the din of the Zav. So if we see that the Merkav has Tumas Heset, the Korach of the Zav himself has Tumas Heset. This is not to explain in Rashi. Another point here, a nicker din of Chulish Nasu Ataris HaKodesh Ataris Truma. And it's Kekoidesh or Ketruma. The Gemara is Adan is Mechalek between Stam Al Tairis Truma and Tevel HaTovul Lechala, that it's more Chomer. So the Chazanish, in here in the order of the Mesechus Nido, Simen Tzad Yizayin, Sivkotan Hei, it's a very big Yisoid in the Indian of Al Tairis Kodesh and Al Tairis Truma. So the Chazanish starts off that Bipshuta we would say that this Indian is like a Neder. A person's Mekabal something on himself. He doesn't have to be treated as chulin, taras kodesh or truma. He decided to be machmir. Chay works in the parish of Nedora. Says the Chazanish, that's not the case. Haray, if it be mitzad din of Nedorim, then what you would be makabel is makabel of the din achila. The when it becomes tame, you can't eat it. But says the Chazanish, that's not true. You could eat it. There's no iser to eat these things. They're just like eating chulin tameim. But no iser to eat them. What the din of chulin ataris hakodesh was gives it dinei karchim or truma that now it has a shlishi, and also says the Chazanish, if my chulin ataris truma that now became a shlishi will touch someone else's food, that's what that holds ataris chulin or sorry ataris truma, and it will mitami that, even though if it's mitam nedarim, I can't force my isra on him. Elamai says the Chazanish, if that here it's not working inside the parish of nedarim. So it's creating Tumah, it's not creating Isser. So how do you create a Tumah? Elamai says the Chazanish, that Chazal were mistaken, there's something called Chulin Ataris Truman and Ataris HaKadosh. That its own dinim. There's an ability to be Noyeg with your Chulin on a higher level. To be Noyeg Dine Tumah and Taira, like Truma or like Kachin. Chazal were Mechadesh midrabanan, such a tumah that exists by chulin, and they are metami the chulin midrabanan ataris hakodesh with the dinim of kodesh. Just they made this chumrah only for people that wanted to be machmir in it. And if you don't want to be machmir in this, then for you it's tar gomer, and they did not make their gzeira. But they made a gzeira, they made a dinim of tumah for a person that wants to be noig with those dinim. That's the concept of chulin ataris chumrah ataris hakodesh. You can shtel too. You can connect yourself to this takana that Chazal made to have the dinei tuma of truma on your chulin. So the machleksin that we find in the Gemara says the Chazon Ish, a chulin should also tar is truma. If there is ketruma or not ketruma, machleksin says, what was the gedra of Chazal? How machmer were they in their gzeira? Did they give it all the dinim, or maybe certain dinim yes, and other dinim no? What exactly are the gedorim and the dinim that they made in this inyan of chulin al taris truma? That's how the Chazon Ish explains the concept b'chlovus of chulin al taris truma. And another point, related point, is the Chazon Ish here also in this paragraph, also the Mikdash David and Simin Mem. We find in numerous cases that one has to be noig by the chulin al taris truma ketruma, like we saw here by tevel atavu lechala. Other cases they bring the Gemara later on. At the end of the Masechta, mayan that's used for the Korban Pesach is has din of chulin ataris hakodesh. The Chazon Ish and Mikdash David learned that in these cases, if you hold that it's kekodesh dami or ketruma dami, pshat is not that you're allowed to be mekabel, but you have to be noyig this way. Once Chazal were mistaken this new level of kedusha and taira, it requires ataris truma. So if you want on your own, you can stop being mekabel. But in the cases when the matzav is already close to kodesh or close to truma, it's going to be used for kodesh, it will turn into truma, then it already requires you to do it. And the Chazon Ish says that this of pshat in the mandar by us, that it's more chomer by chulin that are tavu lechala, more chomer than regular ataris hakodesh, because here the situation requires you to do it. But this ikar chelik of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that it's more chomer by tavu lechala than by stamal taris truma. So the lashon of the Gemara before, the reason is because hasam like psicha buhu truma, hacha psicha buhu truma. By chulin ataris truma, there's no truma meurav mixed up into it. Shengen by tevel hatavu lechala, it already has truma mixed up in this tevel. So memela, it's more chomer. So that's in the Raisa, in Klal Beis, a famous Chakira, by this Yer Tevel. Is this Yer Tevel because the Truma Me'urav Boy? Is that why it's Osir? Or no, it's Tam Mecholas Asureis, like Chelev and Dam. So he learns that this is Machlekes Rashi and Tais and Yevamitz. Rashi before the Isser is because of the Truma Me'urav Boy. And Tais argues, Tais says in Cain, why can Koyanim not eat Tevel? Elmai, this Yer Tevel is an independent Isser. Not because of the truma. He's married there in the Asman Daraisa. In Betech Advar, he brings our Gemara as Mufur Shariah. Our Gemara says that Tevel Atavu Lechala has truma ma'urav boy. Mufur is that there is truma, like Rashi. So asks Asman Daraisa, what will Tez do with our Gemara? So he says that Tez learns that in the Chanami, there is a Metzias of Tevel ma'urav boy. A lot of Tez agrees that Metzias. Just Tais holds that that's not the Sibas HaIsser. The reason they're asked Tevel is not because of the Truma Me'urav Boy, because so will be Mutter Tekayanim. Elmai, the term made it into a new Chafs of Isser. But even Tais agrees that there is Truma Me'urav in Tevel. One last point here. Tais is in the Mask of Ahai, has a very interesting Cheshbon. Tais is like this. We see in the Gemara by us that Chulim, that's tavu lechala is more chomer than chulin ataris truma. We see that from the end of the Gemara. So Meila says Tosfos, any kula that we find in chulin ataris in chulin atavu lechala definitely applies to chulin ataris truma, because chulin atavu lechala is more chomer. I mean, the Gemara says, the Gemara by Yitzchak Mavur, that a tvul yoyim, we're not greater than a tvul yoyim by tavu lechala. Says Tesis, in Cain, Kol Shekain, By chulin atayrets truma also, there's no tumah for tefillah yet. Because tavul lechal is more chomer. So Taisus asks Taisus in the Gemara in chulin and Saita, that from before that a sheni makes a shlishi, by chulin atayrets truma. Hare a tefillah yom is a sheni, and he does not make a shlishi. By tavu lechala and kol shekein by altaris truma, so how come a regular sheni does make a shlishi? That's the question of Thesis. Answer Thesis, that tful yom is more kal than regular sheni, because the sun will go down by itself. He don't need to do any maisa on his own. He will become tar legamri. Therefore, he's more kal than regular sheni, And the tful yom is not applied by anything, both by tavu lechala or by altaris truma. Regular sheni does make a shlishi by both, but a tful yom is more kal. That's the mahalach of Taisus. However, the Rash, in the beginning of the fourth paragraph of tful yom, argues on Taisus, and he holds that just like a tful yom does not passel chulin atfulim lechala, so to every sheni does not passel by chulin atfulim lechala. So the Rash argues on the kol shekein of Taisus. The Rash holds that even though a sheni does not make a shlishi by chulin atfulim lechala, but by chulin atayrats truma, it does. So in this case, there is a choymer of chulin atayrats truma more than the chulin atfulim lechala. That's what we're in the Rash. So the Rash is a pelel chor. Taisus proves from our Gemara not this way. Taisus proof from the Gemara that chulin atfulim lechala is more chomer than altaris truma. How can the Rash say that a tful yom and a sheni, they are mitami by altaris truma, but not by tavu lechala? So the stipler here in Simen Samach Dalet says a gvald gavart. Says the stipler that even though both of these cases, both by chulin altaris truma and chulin atfulim truma or lechala, they have dinim of truma, but it's from two different, it's for two different reasons. And the chalukim be a saida. By a person that's mekabel chulin al tairas truma, there it's a din of the gavra. That you want to start being noyeg, dini kodesh or truma, even in your chulin. It's a way to get used to, because it's a kohen who eats a lot of truma. So you want to say, even in his chulin, he should have this hanaga. So we'll get used to the dinim of eating truma. It's a din of the gavra. That's why the Gemara says in chulin, that there's a tzadah by basar, it's not shaykh, this din of chulin atayrus truma. Because you don't have truma by basar, you don't have it by peiris, so you can't be makabel by basar. Because the point is to be marga yourself and have your noig on your peiris. So only on peiris you have it and not by basar. Hakoban is din of the gavra. Mashenki in the din of tevel atavu lechala, there is nothing to the gavra that how you want to be noig yourself. There it's because of the truma that there is there. Because there's truma here, so we have to be chayshish, that we have to already right now be done it with dinei truma. Because if it becomes tame and things that are mitame truma, and there's truma here, so it's taket mitame the truma. So it's zimitzad b'cheftza. That's the din. So Mela says the stable of their chalukim bedina, by a tful yoyim and a sheni, they're not mitame right now, chulin. Even chulin that's pasich be truma, but it's not metamit. So the Rash holds, you have nothing to be chayshish for. You can be metamit with a tful yom. The tchefso is not mekabel tuma. So you don't need to be worried about it. By a person that wants to be noyeg chulin al tairas truma, he wants to become rogil in dinim of truma, so you have to be worried about a tful yom or a sheni. A sheni came by the tevel that's pasich be truma, but you are the mekabel on yourself. Dinei chulin altaris truma. We only worried about the cheftza. So there's no problem in this cheftza. Right now, this cheftza is entirely chulin. So you could be metameit with a sheni or a tfulyim, because he's not metameit. It doesn't mean, does not create tuma. What the Gemara says by us, that tevel atovel lechala is more chomer than chulin altaris truma. The Gemara said that by things where there's a chshash of a real tuma. Not mitzad a maila like a sheni and a tulyayim, but there's a chshash of a tuma, like by the perig the masa and by meis leis shavenida. So these cases, there's a chshash of tuma. Just by chulin we weren't chayshish. By truman kachim we were chayshish. So meila the Gemara says on this, it's more mistaver to be machmir by things that are pasuk be truma, because by truma Chazal were more chayshish that it became tameh. Here lemaisa you're going to have truma, so you have to be more chayshish for it. When there's a chash of a real tuma, so then there's more makom to be chayshish and to be machmir by tavu lechal or lechuma. Shengin by sheni or by tfuyoin, it's not a chash of tuma. All it is a maila. So adarab, that's only noyeg by chul al tairas truma, where you the gavra wants to be rogil in it. But by tavu le truma, it doesn't apply because lemaisa is not metamid b'chlal, because right now it's chul. It's a valid gavra to the stabler. Pnyashi the das and the rash. Adkan for me today for until the mishnah. And Shkoyach for his first Yudaf of Nida, a lot of Yitzedus we learned here, but Inyim of Chazok is another Inyanim, Hagdomas to Mesechas Nida, and Hatzlach of Eiter with the Mesechta.
We're learning Mesechta Snida's Dav Zayinim and Veiz, we're going to start from the Mishnah, the bottom of Dav Zayinim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arba Noshim Dayan Shaton. There are four Noshim, who when they have the Ria, you don't go back Lamafreya, Dayan, it's enough Shaton that time, that the only tame from the time that you saw the Ria, not from before, Vesulu Muberes Miniku Zakena. And the Mishnah is going to explain each one, a Vesula, a young girl, Muberes, if she's pregnant, Minika, if she's nursing, Uzakena, an elderly woman. Rabbi Eliezer is coming from the Machlekes we had earlier, the Machlekes Shammai and Hillel, that Shammai says, Kol Anashim Dayan Shatan. All the women that have a Ria, you're not metamila mafreya, whatever tara she touched before the Ria, you don't consider tame, shenecheskes tara, she's only tame from the time the Ria happened. And Hillel says you go back to the last bedika, mipkeda lepkeda. And lemaisa the Gemara says that she's tame lemafreya me'es le'es. For 24 hours, that was the psak, for 24 hours, whatever tara she touched 24 hours before the Ria is tame, there's a tumma lemafreya, the tumma me'es le'es. So now Rabbi Eliezer says that there are four exceptions to the Tum of Me'es Le'es. If you have these Nashim that are Mesulekes Midam, they don't ordinarily have a Ria. So therefore, when they have a Ria, we don't assume it happened earlier. Part of the reason we don't call Basa Chazaka is because she's a Lula Lirais, because it's very likely she often has a Ria, so we can't go Basa Chazaka as much. But these Nashim, they're Mesulekes Midam, they don't have a Ria too much. And Mimela, you go baser chazaka by these nashim. So the way the Mishnah is talking, the sugya that we're going to have here about the dalad nashim and describing what they are and what the din, how they become, when we considered muveris, menika, zakena, and other cases, the Mishnah is bringing it down, legabe halacha, that's no longer negeya, legabe the halacha of ne'es la'es, which is negeya to Tumah and Tara, Negeah to Chuma and Kachim. Today we're all considered Tumah and Esim. Today we don't have any Tumas and Tiras. But still, a lot is brought in the Peskim because it's Negeah, this din of Mesulekes Midamim, this din that they are Nashim, that we don't expect them to have a Riyam, is Negeah to Hilchas Vestis. We're going to see a little bit later on Daf Tes about this. It's Negeah Sai to the din of being chayshish for the Vesis, that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Bei Dalad, that these Nashim by Besula is not Negeya, because the Besula didn't have a Ria, but Muberis, Menika, Uzakena, when it reaches the time of their Vesis, they're not Mechuyiv to be chayshish for the Vesis, they don't have to be perish from their husband, they don't have to do a Bedika, because they're Mesulakis Midamim. They're Prat Eidinim, they're saying Mechlolius. It's also Negeya in Simon Kuf Bei Tes, the din of Kviyas Vesis, that these nashim also cannot be kaveya vesis, since they're mislekes midamim, if they see three times, it wouldn't necessarily be kaveya for them a vesis. But we'll discuss more, these pratei dinim, the Divrei Chamudas brings it down here, that we'll discuss more as we get to the sugyas that discuss it more. But sometimes, like we'll see in the hemshech of the sugyas that we're learning, some of these gemaras are brought and discussed by the Peskim. Not that it's negeya, the Peskim, the din of Me'es La'es, because that's the negeya b'zman hazeh, but it's negeya the din of Mislek's Medamim, legabe kviyas vesis, and legabe being chayshish l'yayim vesis. So Rabbi Eliezer says, arba nashim dayan shaitan. I saw in the Sefer Pesachei Nida, which was renamed Chachas Betzalel, but I like calling it by the name the Mechaber gave it, Pesachei Nida. So when I say the Sefer Pesachei Nida, I'm referring to the Sefer that's now called Chachmas Betzal. Al Kolpanim, the Pesachei Nida brings the Shoshana Ledavid, it's on the Mishnayis, that why did Rabbi Elazar say Arba Noshim? When it says a number in the Mishnah, the Gemara very often asks, Arba Lemutei Mai, what's he coming to Mai with the number four? And the Shoshana Ledavid answers, on the Mishnayis, that the Mishnah earlier said, Kol Isha Sheyesh LaVesas Dayashaita, and she has the Vesas Kavua, and she sees B'shas Vesas, so then she doesn't go back L'mafreya. Shablaz is coming Lafuke that, Shablaz says, Arba Noshim Dayin Shaitan, only these four Noshim, but the Isha Sheyesh LaVesas, according to Shablaz, would not be Dayashaita. Zay state Nishashanim L'David. But the Biskanida argues, Biskanida brings the Raya from Tesis, early on Dafei, that if you're going to say that these four nashim are dayan shaitan, koshkein the isha sheyesh levesis is dayan shaita. That it's more pashit than the isha sheyesh levesis is dayan shaita than these dalid nashim. And blessed is being mechadish more. We already know that isha sheyesh levesis is dayan shaita. And the blessed is saying, not only isha sheyesh levesis, but also these four nashim. He says, Al Karchach, you have to say that Abbas is just coming off by Shammai. Shammai says, Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan. And Abbas is saying, no, not Kol Anashim, just the Dalad Nashim, the ones that are Mislekes Midamim. But he's not coming Lafuke, Aisha Sheesh Levesis. And the Mishnah goes further, Amr Rabbi Shua, Anilei Shemati Ela Besula. I only heard Besula. That means the other three, Besula is Mislekes Midamim, and therefore she's Dayan Shaitan. We don't assume was Tamla Mafeya. But the other three, Muberis, Menika, and Zakena, I didn't hear that they should be Dayashaita. And the Chilik, the Achrayinim say, is because the Besula is much more Mesulekis Midam, is much less likely to have a Riyam than the other three. I mean, you find the Gemara in Daf Hei that makes a Chilik. A Chilik halacha lemaisa, that a Muberis, a Menika, a Zakena that has a Kesem, should become stomach. We're afraid the Kesem came from her. And she's Tamei. Mashengin a Besula that has a Kesem. She's Tar. We don't assume that a Kesem is Tamei. She's so not old to see Dam that even her Kesem, if she has a Kesem, we don't assume it came from her. So you see the Besula is less old to have Dam than the other three. That's how Yeshua's Mechalik between Besula and the other three. But the Mishnah says, Aval Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer. As a Shailu the Mefarshim in the Mishnayis, the Gayin in the Pirush Eliyahu Rabba says that that wasn't the words of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua just said, Anila Shemante Ela Besula. It's a machlekes. Rabbi Elazar says, Dalad Nashim. And Rabbi Yeshua says that my Shmu is only Besula, not the Dalad Nashim. And the Mishnah is fearing, I Sav Alacha K'Rabbi Elazar. And that's what the Gemara says, that Shmuel had to tell you a Chiddush that Alacha is K'Rabbi Elazar, even though the Mishnah already said Alacha K'Rabbi Elazar, because Ein Lameidim Alacha Mipi Talmud. We don't pask in halachas from the Mishnah says halacha. You need the Meram to say the halacha is like the Tanu. The Shana Medavid says that it could be it was from the words of Rabbi Yeshua, because the Gemara says halacha pitirasa shrab Elezer hikser Yeshua sedav liyeshnei. Rabbi Elezer, that after Rabbi Elezer died, Rabbi Yeshua passed like Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Yeshua really held that Rabbi Elezer Shmuel was the more accurate one, but he didn't want to pass like Rabbi Elezer, mechay Rabbi Elezer, because Rabbi Elazar Shmuti, like when you see in the Gemara, and he didn't want they should pass on him in other things, so Mameli didn't pass on him in this thing either. But it could be it was Rabbi Yeshua that said of Allah, not that he said it Bechai Rabbi Elazar, but the Mishnah is saying what he said, Lachab Tirish Rabbi Elazar, of Allah, that's the Shoshana Medavid learns. And we'll see more about the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua and the din of Rabbi Elazar Shmuti later in the Shia when we get to the Gemara. Now the Mishnah goes on, Ezi Besula, Kol Shlerasa Dam Yameh Afa Pishinisua. Besula doesn't mean that she's not married, Besula means that she's a young girl and she never yet had a Riya. So that's why she's called Mesulekes Midam. And there'll be more on this topic on the Aftesim Abeis Dafirim and Aleph. And then the Mishnah says, Muberes is Mishiavada Ubra, when you could tell that she's pregnant. And the Gemara says, on the Avchesim Beis, that Kama Karis Uber, Ishleisha Chadashim, 3 months it takes in order to be Karis Uber. Now the Tezhentav asks a kasha like this. Later in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, A mumberis and a menika that passed by three einais is dayishata. And Rashi says, he's coming to argue on the Tanakama. The Tanakama says you don't need avrolah shalosh einais. All you need is mishiyavada uber, and menekas just mishinoilat. And Abiyasi says, no, you need that it's avrolah of shalosh einais. There is another pshat that has the mishif in the Rambam, but that we'll see on Daf Yud. So the Teis Yantav asks like this, the Baal Tekaris Uber the Gemara says it's 3 months. And Gimel Einas is also 3 months, because what's an Aina? The Gemara says that Stam Aina is Lamed Yain. Stam Aina is Lamed Yain. So Gimel Einas is also 3 months. So what's the Machlekes? Rabbeisi and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say Mishiyavada Ubra, which means 3 months. And Rabbeisi says you need Gimel Einas, which is also 3 months. So what's the Machlekes? As effect the Teis Yantav Akasha. So Teis Yantav says two Terutzim. One teretz is that the 3 months for a karas uber mean chatshe levana, where some are 30 and some are 29. So come dice, if it's 89 days or 88 days, then already could be 3 months. Mashenk and Gimel Oynes, all of them have to be 30 days. All of them have to be 30 days, so it's 90 days. So Biesi holds you need 90 days in order to have dayashaita, and there are one and old that 89 or 88 days are good enough. And the Achrenim say it's a deichik. Well, that it's a shtikl deichik, they're arguing about the 1 day. But you don't see klar that the Gimel Chadashim is different than the Gimel Oynais. The Achrenim already bothered. He says the second teretz. The second teretz is, he brings it from a tshuva sarajba, that if she happens to have an akaris uba before the 3 months, so then, shall we mislaikas be done before the 3 months? Normally it takes 3 months. But if it happens to be that there'll be a karasub before the 3 months, so as soon as there's a karasub, she's already mislaikas be done. But the Mishnah Achreina there says he doesn't see that the Rajb is saying that. The Gemara says that a karasub means 3 months. Mechatesa, less than 3 months is good. He doesn't see that in the Rajba. Al derech, these terutzim, the Pesach Nida, the Chacham Sfasal, the Pesach Nida says that the Marshal later on Daf Yud says that let's say Aisha has a Vesus Kavua for less than 30 days, her typical Einus are less than 30 days, let's say it's 25 days, so her Avrelei Gimel Einus is 25 days. So male, that's a much bigger chilik. But it comes days Fakert, that they're abun and hold, you need a full 3 months, and Abyeisigar is the one being Makel, that three einus is good enough, even if the einus is smaller than 3 months, three einus are good enough. But then the Piskanida brings from his Rebbe, Rabbi Fishels, and other Achreinim say it, the Archoner, the Mishnah Achreinim, that L'chayr, the whole kash is a tais. Because Avu Aleh Gimel Einus, the Tais Yantif seemed to say it meant that three einus passed from the time she became Uberis. But L'chayr, it's not the pshat. When Abiyasi says you need Avu Aleh Gimel Einus, he means that she had three einus where she didn't have a riyah. Similar to all the other avrulei gimel einus in the Mishnah. Then it says by Zekena, kol she avrulei shalosh einus samal chizignasa. It doesn't mean that it passed by three einus. It means that she didn't have a riyah for three einus and she samal chizignasa. So that's why she's called misalekas midam. And then the next Mishnah, the next words in the Mishnah, blaza aima kol isha she avrulei shalosh einus daya shaita. It doesn't mean it passed by three einus. It means she didn't have a riyah for three einus. So Rabbi Yossi is saying that you need both. Not kol isha she'avrelah of gimel einus, and not every mu'uberis, but you need the mu'uberis and the menika, and it should be avrelah of gimel einus, meaning without a riyah. So the Rabbanan say mishiyavada ubra, 3 months after the pregnancy, she's already dayashaita, even if she saw all those 3 months, even if she had a regular period in the beginning of the pregnancy for the first 2 months, now it's 3 months went by, now she's mislaikas midamim. Rabbi Yossi means that she should have three einus without them, without having her riyah. The Mishnah Achreina, when he says this is mashma, that as long as she had those 3 months, the first 3 months of the pregnancy without them, Rabbi Yossi would say she's a mislekes midamim. The Aruch Laner brings from the Torah of Ayin Sla Rashba that the three einus that are avru have to be when she's muberes and hooker ubra. Muberes means mishahooker ubra. The Rabbanan say right away by hooker ubra she's Musulakish Midaman. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you need three einus to go buy Misha Hooker Ubra. That's a machlekes, I think, in Mepharshim, Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi needs Avrilav Gimel einus, meaning that she didn't have a Ria for three einus. Does that mean three einus from the beginning of the pregnancy, even before Hooker Ubra? Or no, you need the three einus nafka after Hooker Ubra. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, so we're not going to see in the Pesachim clearly which way they go. But the Aruch Hanayah brings from the Teres of Ayin Star Ashba that you need the three einus according to Rabbi Yossi after Hooker Ubra. But Al Kopanim, the Taizyantiv seem to learn that Arvel of Gimel einus just means 3 months passed from the beginning of the pregnancy. And that's very shver. Why should you learn Arvel of Gimel einus that way? L'chayr, the whole kasha heip nishtan. Rabbi Yossi holds you need to have a hefsik of three rias, either from the beginning of the pregnancy or from Hooker Ubra, but you need that hefsik of Gimel rias. According to Rabbanu Bechlal, you don't need a hefsik of Gimel rias. She can continue having the rias after the Iber. As soon as it's Hooker Ubra, she becomes Mesulekish Midamin. A bissel shver to understand what the kasha of the Teis Yantiv is. Then the Mishnah says, Menika, Ancha Tigmal Espina, Nasna Benola Menika, Gamlosai, Aimes, Rameir Aimer, Metamim Esla, Esu Chamra Medaya Shaita. And the Gemara is before that according to Rameir, it's totally on a pile being Menik, even if it's 4 or 5 years, so then she's still Daya Shaita. And even if it's only a few months after the birth, but she gave the Benola Menaka, she's not nursing the child, so then it's not Dayashaita. Hashegan, according to Rabban, it's not totally on nursing. It's totally on 24 months. 24 months, that's what the Gemara says, it's a normal time. But then it's Reish V'rek, Kredim Alea, she's been slackest me down for 24 months. It doesn't matter if she actually nurses or not. If it's past 24 months, even if she's nursing, she's not mislakish midamim. If it's before 24 months, even if she's not nursing, she is mislakish midamim. So just pshat in the Mishnah, when it says, Mein minika ad shetigmal espana, that sounds like Rameir. That's how the Goyen learns in his Pirush Eliyahu Rabba, that all that is from Divrei Rameir. Mein minika ad shetigmal espana, and nasno menekes gamlasei meir shemeir oim metam meisleis, the Rameir Oimer is going on the Menika Chetigal Mosbana also. That's a mashmat way in the words in the Mishnah. Because according to Chacham, it's not totally in Tigal Mosbana. According to Chacham, it's totally in 24 months. But the Perish Mishnah is the Ramam and the Rav, they teach the words of Chetigal Mosbana to mean 24 months. That's how they explain that Chetigal Mosbana. Chetigal Mosbana means the Shir of Gamal Mosbana 24 months. Lefi Derbshat, the Rashash learns that they're saying that Shetigmal Esbana is the original Mishnah, that Menika is at Shetigmal Esbana, and Rameir and the Chacham are arguing Pshat in at Shetigmal Esbana. The original Yisayit of the Mishnah is at Shetigmal Esbana, and Rameir says, my Nasna Mel Meneke, so good, you don't have at Shetigmal Esbana. So Mel, it's already going to be Metamilais Lais. And the Chum say, no, Ashatikim Usmana doesn't mean Bepayel Ashatikim Usmana. Ashatikim Usmana means a Shir of Tikim Usmana, the 24 months, and that's why Benasim Benekes, it still would be Dayashaita. Then the Mishnah says, Ezer Zakena, Kal Sha'avla Shalash Aynes Samach Zaknasa, that she had a Hefsik of three Rias, and it was a time where she Samach to being a Zakena. And the Gemara, later on the Aftes, explains when people think she's a Zakena, when people call her Ima Ima and she doesn't care, it's a share of Salmach Zakena, but you also need a hefsek of three einus. And then it says, Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Kol Isha Sha'avula Shalash Einus Daya Shaita. Any Isha which had a hefsek of three einus, she's already Mesulekis Midamim, and she's Daya Shaita. So the Aruch Haner is very bothered, and Girsa is Rabbi Eliezer. Well, the Chayr doesn't stim, because Rabbi Eliezer in the ratio of the Mishnah said, Zakena. And the Gemara is saying, what's Zakena? That was Avrele Gimel Einus Salmach Zaknasa. So if any Isha which is Avrele Gimel Einus is Mesulekis Midamim, so when would there be a din of Zakena? If she's not Avrele of Gimel Einus, she's not a Zakena, the Mishnah says. And if she is Avrele of Gimel Einus, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't need it to be a Zakena. So it doesn't stim the Rabbi Eliezer here with the Rabbi Eliezer at the beginning of the Mishnah, Dalad Nashin Dayan Shaitan. And you can, in the same Mishnah, he says, say, Trei Tanoia, leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. He says, you have to say the Gers is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar holds a more cooler digger sheet than Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Not Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanis, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Elazar holds down. You don't need to be a Zakena. Three Einus is good enough for all Nashim. And he says, the Pella, no one's ma'ir to this. The Peskanina is ma'ir to this. He was claiming to say a different Gersa. Actually, the Gemara in Erevin, when it brings this down, it says in that Gemara Rabbi Elazar, and the Yerushalmi also has it that way. But the Peskanina says, I'm going to be mevatel das to the Marsha. The Marsha in the Afyanim Bey says clearly that this is Rabbi Eliezer. The Marsha is in the Afyan Aleph of Bey's on the Taizu Maskla Filu Hachi. Hazak the Peskanina, it must be like this. That Rabbi Eliezer said Zakena, he didn't mean Avul of Gimel Oynes. He had a different definition of Zakena. Not that it's Avul of Gimel Oynes, Samach Zaknasa. Not clear what Rabbi Eliezer's definition was. But the Mishnah has a different definition than Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah agrees to Rabbi Eliezer that Zakena is Dayashaita. But the Mishnah requires Avul of Gimel Oynes, Samach Zaknasa. But Rabbi Eliezer himself says no. Avul of Gimel Oynes, of Rabbi Eliezer, that alone is a reason why it's Dayashaita without Zakena. And Ibazai, Rabbi Eliezer himself holds a Kena, is a Kena without a role of Gimelainus. So it's not a trait to know Yelibid Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says a Kena. But the Tanakama of this Rabbi Eliezer has a different definition of Zakena than Rabbi Eliezer's definition of Zakena. And the Mishnah doesn't say clearly Rabbi Eliezer's definition of Zakena, but the Mishnah says Rabbi Eliezer holds any Gimelainus is considered Dayan Shaita, so you'll know that Zakena doesn't need Gimelainus. And now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara said, Rabbi Eliezer said, it's going on the mission, Rabbi Eliezer said, Dalad Nashim Adayin Shaita, Nebeshua said, Anila Shemati Ela Besula. So the Gemara brings a Braisa, Tanya, Omalai, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Atale Shemata, Ani Shemati, Atale Shemata La Achas, Vani Shemati Harbe, Ein Erem Lemisha Leiru Asachay Deshiyave V'yeid, Lemisha Rohu. In other words, I know that this four, you only heard one, fine. That doesn't mean that there's no more. You can't be made that we didn't know the other three. All you made is that you only heard Besula. But I heard more. So a little Ara on Rashi, the Marshal makes the Ara. The Rashi says, Ein Arim Lemisha L'Ras Chayda Sh'Ravim V'Yoed. Rashi says, Shara. The Chayda Kavan of the Gemara is, if he didn't see the Chayda, it can't be made that he didn't see, because that doesn't mean anything. Maybe he's in, he didn't see it. As Elachurib Shat in the Gemara. Now, the Achrayim Abadid, what's Rabbi Eliezer being ma'arich so much? He says, saying, "Ani atalei shemati, ani shemati, atalei shemati l'achas, v'ani shemati harbi." The Chayyim is just repeating himself. So the Aruch Haner says that when you say "ani lei shemati el besula," you can mean one of two things. You could mean that I happen only to hear this halacha by besula. So that the question is. But it's not a raya, the lach is not by other things. You happen not to hear it, but I heard it by the other things. I mean, I have to be saying, Mechamid, lach is by the Muberis, Menik, and Zakena also. Or you can mean, Anile Shemati Ela Besula, meaning I heard Bedafka, it's only Besula. That's what I heard. Anile Shemati Ela Besula means I heard Dafka Besula. That could be what he meant. So Nani was telling him, Ad Shemati Achas, Ani Shemati Harbe, meaning my Shmu is better than your Shmu. So you're saying two things. If what you mean is that you didn't hear, that's b'chol manarai. Ani shemati atalei shemata. Elamai, you mean to say that you heard bedafka not? So no, ani shemati harbe, I have a better shmua than you. But it's a little bit deichik, especially the hemshech of the Gemara. Ein erim lemisha ra'i sechaydesh, sheyave v'yod. That would only go back on his first thing, not the second thing. But from the Chassam Sefer, who didn't really ask the Kasha, but I think he's also by running this Kasha, I saw a better teretz. Then he brings, the Shach says in Yeridei Simon Aleph, that you can't say L'Reinu E'Neraya by something which is Shchiach. That's what he discusses about the minig that Noshim don't Shecht, that some want to say the minig is a Noshim don't Shecht. And others said, you can't be such a minig, L'Reinu E'Neraya. So the Shach says, no, if it's a Dove Shchiach, Shechting goes on all the time. If women were checked, we'd know about it. If you never found anywhere women were checked, so you don't say Levinu ain't a raya. So maybe Rabbi Shua is saying good. If Rabbi Shua only heard Besula, And Muberis, Menika, and Zakena come up all the time. So you should have heard that in that case, it's Dayashaiti. You never heard that. So you can't say Larinu and Niraya. So Narab was a tiny no. Because you should have heard one way or the other. If you know Basul is an exception, and Basul is Dayashaita. So you should have heard with the Clarkite that Muberis, Menika, and Zakena is not an exception. You didn't hear anything about it. So those are the two things. Anishamati, Batola Ishamato. You didn't hear. Elamai, you're going to say that it's a davar shchiach, but stam, atar shemat ta'achas, you only heard one anyway. Either way, it would have been, either way, you should have known. You should have had a klor shmu one way or the other. So you can't have a taina that you don't have a shmu. You should have a shmu the other way then. So mela, ibaza, you have to be saying mechamai shmu that the other three are also dayashaita. So the Gemara says, "Kol yom of Shur Abliezer eisen Kareb Yeshua, machep tirasa Shur Abliezer hikser Yeshua is a davar liyeshnei Kareb Abliezer." Really, we pass it like Rabbi Lezer, but Kol yom of Shur Abliezer Yeshua said we should do like Rabbi Yeshua, and the reason is the Gemara says, "Bechayim etam aloi mishin Abliezer shmutihi v'savi avdinin kavase v'chada avdinan kavase berchinaisa u'mishin kvaydi der Abliezer mitzina mechina buhu machet hishur Abliezer mitzina mechina buhu hikser davar liyeshnei." It's afraid that if he'll pass like a blessing in this, the people will start doing like a blessing in other things also, and he won't be able to do anything about it. So Mamela, he didn't want to pass like a blessing. Afterwards, it won't be, you don't have the shash, so do like a blessing in other things, so you could always be meicha. So therefore, they did like a blessing at Stalacha. Now, in the time of Shmuti, we have a machlekes rishayin and machlekes rashi and tesis. We don't pass like a blazer because of Shmuti. Rashi says Shmuti is Lashon of Shamta, like a Cheir, because of the incident that happened above Metzia, that he was arguing with the Chachamim, and the Roi held not like him, and he brought Kama Isis Umayfsim, like he was right, and they didn't listen, and even a Baskel came out that he was right. Malach Eitzel Yazib Ani, Shalach Kamaisi B'chal Makim, and Reb Shua was Amad Valraglav, he said, Leib HaShemayim, Mi HaMashkichim B'Baskel. And Memela, they put him in Cheirim for arguing on the Chacham and not agreeing to go Basu the Reif. And Taisus and Kama other Rishayim hold this at the Pshat because they wouldn't use the explicit word Shmuti. Even there it just said, Baruchu, Lashon HaBracha. They made a euphemism. So why would they use the word Shmuti, such an explicit negative term? So Taisus says that Shmuti means he's Rishalmi. It means Rishalmi. It says that Klar, that the Gemara brings the Raya, the Rishalmi brings the Raya to what Beishalmi held from where Ablezer did. The Rishalmi is Losh Iskos, Ablezer is Shmuti. He's a Shammaiite. So that's what it means, Shmuti. He's Rishalmi. We don't pass him like Shammai. He's like Beishalmi. So the Taiz Rosh here, and the Ran and Shammai's Daf Yubayz and Yubayz says the same thing. He asks Akasha, Ablezer learned by Beichelim and Zakat. He was one of the five Talmidim of Rechem and Zakkai, like it says in Avos. And the Rechem and Zakkai, we have the Gemara Bava Basra Kuf Lamed, and Sukkah at the end of the second parak, he was from the 80 Talmidim of Hillel. So how could Rabbi Elazar be a Shmuti from Shammai if his Rebbe was a Rechem and Zakkai, who was the Talmud of Hillel from the 80 Talmidim of Hillel? So the Ran in Shammai says that it must mean that after Rechem and Zakkai died, he went to learn by Shammai or by the Talmidim of Shammai. The Taizir Rosh says a little different. The Taizir Rosh says, "Kimle Talmudei de Bechol Dvarif Koyi Kibei Shammai." Doesn't explain. See, I'm a little bothered by the Rishonim because the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was Kibble Me Hillel Vishammai. They both bring the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Bava Basra that says that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was from the 80 Talmidim of Hillel. But the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Alein says Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was Kibble for Hillel and Shammai. He's Mekal from Shammai also. Nechol Gezot, and I think the Taiz Rashi could learn this way, that he was Mekabu, the Messiah Shammai, from Abichim and Zakkai. He got the Be Shammai part. There were two Messiahs at Taiz. It was Hillel and Shammai. It wasn't clear which one was right. The Gemara says in Avon, after Gimel and Abayz, for 2.5 years, they were arguing. Halacha Meseinu, Halacha Kameseinu. In the end, the Baskel came out and said, "Eilu ve'el divul kim chayim, but alachis kim beisilam." But the blessed day Chalimud was from the Shammai Messiah. And it could be he got that from Bechem Zakkai alone. Bechem Zakkai himself was given a hill of the Shammai. I don't know why the Rishonim are asking that Rabbi Yechem Zaka was a Talmud of Hillel. It was also a Talmud of Shamash did. Now, so the Aruch Lener was bothered by Akasha just because he was a Talmud of Shammai. That means, you know, pass like him. Reb Tarfon also was a Talmud of Shammai. We have other Tanoim that were from the Beis Shammai, and we don't find this thing that we don't pass like them because they're Shmuti. And also the Taisus Rosh asks, I see the Mertzchias brings also the same Kasha from the Chavis Yor, that what's Pshat in Rashi? Rashi says, because they put him in Nidoy. So, just because they put him in Nidoy over Maisha that he did, they felt it was a wrong thing to argue on the Rav. That means that we don't pass along anything he says. He's a Tana. We should go. Every Psak, we should see. If it's Richtig, if it's not Richtig. I think it's a similar Kasha which saying that he Shmuti a Talmud of Shammai. Al-Karchach, they didn't have a Messiah from a Sulam a Shammai about that Shaila. There wasn't the Pshat that anything Rabbi Eliezer said, we know that they still argue, so he'll argue. That we don't pass like Veshamel, L'chayr means, can I get Veshilo? But if you don't have Veshilo that argues, so why shouldn't we pass like Rabbi Eliezer? Because he's from Shammai. Shammai also was able to come Chayim. Shammai also was from the Meisir Atayr. But I think the Pshat is like this. I think the Pshat is, I've added it's richtig, that in every single Machloikis, if the Chacham could be Machriya, I'll be the etzem thing that they're arguing about. Avadi machriya based on what they're arguing about. Doesn't make a difference. Say, even if he was in an idui, or even if he's a shmuti from Beishame, so what? The shayla is not locha. So we have to see an locha. And that's why in the Chanami, like it says in the four places, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. And a lot of times Rabbi Eliezer says the same as another Tana. And we don't say he's from Shammai. And may the other Tana zicha from Shammai. And then we pass him like that. If Rabbi Eliezer and Gamliel hold one way, and Rabbi Shua holds not the way, we can pass him like Rabbi Eliezer and Gamliel. But I think we're dealing with Kol Ha'Psak. When you can't be Mechriya, the Etzem Shaila. There's then of Kol Ha'Psak. We find Rameyev Rabbi Yehuda, Alachak Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yesi, Alachak Rabbi Yesi. We find an Eivin in the fourth parak, an Arichas about that. We find even Kol Ha'Psak. Now the Gemara says in Eivin Dafid Gimel that really Rabbi Meir was the smartest, and he was, Lainir Chamaisa, he was Mamish's smartest. But the reason why they couldn't pass the Gemara is because Layodu L'Seif Daita. They weren't able to tell what his real sheet is. He was able to say Al Tamei Tar and Marli Panim Al Tar Tamei Marli Panim. Sometimes someone's very, very great, but there's a chsarin in his Derech Halima, a chsarin not be'etzim, but a chsarin why in Kolei Apsak we can't pass him like him. They say Savadi, each thing we have to don it by itself. But sometimes we can't be machriyat itself. You have to machriyat al pi the Kolei Apsak of the Chacham. I say Derech Mashli, I have a machlekes in Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish. So who do we pass him like? Could be, you have to don in each thing. Every gadol will don. If someone's Roy Leira, he can don on the Shaila to see who he passes like. But in the case where it's not, there could be a klal. You could say that he's more authoritative, he's more accepted, he's more makubal. He's a gadol b'chacham v'minyan. Whatever the case is, that we have a Kolei Apsak, why are we passing like one and not like the other? Came like the Kolei Apsak in the Gemara, that we pass like Rav against Abaya. But sometimes we pass like Abaya. When we see that Abaya is right, the Vadu passing like Abaya. But in the Kolei Apsak, we pass like Rav. We pass like Rav v'Yisurin, like Shmuel b'Dinei. Because maybe Rav was greater than Shmuel, so we pass like Rav. But in Punkt in Chayshim Mishpat, in Dayan, the Shmuel was Bezunda, so he passed like Shmuel and in Dini. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that in Kolei Apsak, being a Shmuti is a Chsarin. Being from Beis Shammai, say it's from Beis Shammai. Since we understand that Reb Eliezer's Derech HaLimud was a Shammai Derech HaLimud, so Becholius, Hagam Shammai was great, and Shammai is Torah, and Divul Lekim Chaim, but Becholius of Sak Halacha doesn't go like Shammai, but mainly in Kolei Apsak, we don't pass him like Reb Eliezer. And if we know in one case Reb Eliezer is right, we're going to pass him like him. But in the Kolei Apsak B'cholish, we pass like Reb Eliezer because Halacha Reb Eliezer Keneged Chaveirav, that we're not going to do because he's Shmuti from Shammai. And I think that's even the Pshat and Rashi of Shmuti of Nidui. Avada, just because they put him in Nidui, you can still pass like him. If he's right, he's right. The Maisi is still a Tana. He's still a Tana like he. He's still a Gadol B'Teira. But it's Kain like we're saying, we don't pass like Ramei because Layard the Chacham will save Daita. The Pshat is Reb Eliezer held, and Reb Eliezer's Derech HaLimud was that he couldn't go with us to the Rav. It didn't work with him. That's why he argued on them. He brought all the Rayas, he brought all the Mifsim, the Baskel, It wasn't shaykh for him to go learn together and be makabel from the Rav. Maybe because he was so great. See, in the beginning of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer Nairois, about the godless of Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gemara of Metzia Usur, the basket came out, the Chvedish of Rabbi Eliezer, to say, Halacha Kamaisit B'chal Makayim. But the Pshad is like, I'm the Klali Apsak, that's a chasarn. If he wasn't able to work with the Rabbin, so we don't see his Psak as being Taka, a Psak that was done together with the Schaveirim, but even that others, and Mimela, that's why you don't say Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. It's not Stam, we can't pass like him because he may do it. Either we could, if we see he's right. But the Klali Apsak would be not like Rabbi Eliezer. There's a chasarn in his Mahalach Halimud Legave Psak because he didn't do it. That's what I would think the Pshad is.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.